that's the situation we're in, and you know, I'm hopeful Mike Neal will be ready to go. And you know, it's unfortunate Ryan's where he is, but I mean, we have to be cautious with Ryan based on his progress that he's making through the protocol. So we're prepared for it. Hopefully it's not the type of situation as we were in last week with two running backs, but that's this time of year everybody goes through it. Both teams, Chicago and ourselves, both have injuries that they overcome.
Has Pickett been able to be around the building?
Yes, Ryan's in the building. Yes, he was here yesterday and today.
You mentioned the running backs, Mike. I mean, nice to kind of have all your options back now.
Definitely, two running backs in the game is a tough duty, So it'll be great to have the rotation back.
What do you thought about just the way Terry Smith and C.J. Wilson have played?
I'm sorry?
What do you thought about the way that Terry Smith and C.J. Wilson have played?
What's the first one?
Jarius.
I think they're playing fine. They're obviously going to be in a situation. They'll probably have a lot of reps, so they're prepared, ready to go for Chicago. I mean, it's the same game almost every time these two teams line up, and it's going to start up front. So we're expecting, for all our linemen to factor in this game.
Mike, is there any do you have any further feel or better feel for Greg Jennings and just where he's going to be at in the next couple weeks?
I think Greg Jennings would be challenged to play next week versus Detroit, but I don't think there'll be any question that he'll play in the playoffs. That's the early diagnosis based on talking to the medical staff.
Mike, you went through, obviously, all those injuries last year, which I know prepared you, but it seems like the difference was last year you lost a lot of guys for the season, whereas these guys you should get back. How does this kind of influence your thought process for maybe Sunday night if you get the help you need from Seattle? Just this recent kind of rash mm-hmm. of injuries, does it change?
Well, it's like anything. Injuries are part of the game. You can only control what you can control, and we have to be prepared to beat Chicago, and that's not sitting here going, back and forth ifs and buts and whats. I know it is Christmas time, and so forth, but it's we're prepared to play this game, and frankly, I don't really see anything changing my mind on that. So I can't worry about what other people are doing. We have 13 wins, and our target's been 14 wins, and that's that's the way we'll go into the weekend. Correct. Yes.
Mike, it looks like the weather forecast is changing a little bit this weekend with some snow and colder temperatures. Have you taken
note of a changing forecast at all?
Well, we have. I mean, snow's fine. We pay attention more to the wind. So I don't think this. I'm not worried about the weather based on the reports for Sunday night. I mean, it's going to be in the 30s during the day and probably the high 20s. At game time, that's a nice day in Green Bay. In December, is it still December? Yeah, December. So we'll be fine.
How does a NFL head coach find time to get all his Christmas shopping?
So I'll give you a real honest answer there. I'm very, very fortunate, and the people that I work with. So I'm well taken care of. My wife doesn't need any help either. So. We good? Merry Christmas to everybody.